The Capital Over Time. Dioramas with tactile maps. Detailed description. From the central video wall, turn to the left or south/house side and face the central path. Tactile Capitals Over Time is located on the left side of that path. The five diorama cases progress in chronological order and depict physical changes in the Capitol building and the Capitol Hill area. Although the displays are protected in a clear case, on the eastern side of each case, there is a tactile map with braille and text descriptions. The tactile maps are hard rubber. A map key includes a model of the Capitol as it appears in each case. Government buildings other than the Capitol are numbered and identified in the key. New government buildings have a striped texture, and established buildings are smooth. Roads are indented, and other buildings are slightly raised. Capitol Case 1, 1814. The Capitol consists of two large buildings connected by a long, thin rectangle on the edge of a hill. The Capitol is surrounded by exposed dirt from the construction. The surrounding landscape is mostly open grassland, crisscrossed by roads that cut through the landscape without a pattern. A small number of buildings are scattered throughout the area. The Residence Act created the District of Columbia in 1790. The mostly rural site was centrally located between the northern and southern states, carved from Virginia and Maryland. In 1814, during the Three-Year War of 1812 with Great Britain, British soldiers set fire to the government buildings, including the Capitol, destroying much of the building's interior and furnishings. The model shows the Capitol before the fire, with only the two wings of the Capitol completed. A temporary wooden passageway spanned the central space intended for a domed rotunda. Capitol Case 2, 1851. The roads have been rearranged into a precise grid of parallel lines with diagonal roads radiating from the Capitol. Clearly defined blocks are still mostly grass and trees, with buildings lining just a few streets. The Capitol is one large building with a large dome in the center and two smaller cupola domes on either wing. The west front now faces a formal park with walkways and a pool of water. Government buildings have been added, including the United States Botanic Garden Greenhouse and the brick building that temporarily housed Congress. The fire during the War of 1812 destroyed most of the Capitol's interior, but luckily the exterior stonework survived. Architect Benjamin Henry Latrobe returned to oversee the initial repairs and reconstruction. For 4 years, Congress convened in a brick building across the street from the Capitol on the grounds of the modern-day Supreme Court. This is the brick Capitol. The House and Senate returned to their rebuilt chambers in 1819. A central rotunda and dome united the wings in 1824, and a new architect, Charles Bulfinch, completed the grand interior in 1829. The Capitol was 36 years in the making, and much had changed since construction began. Congress, like the nation, was growing, and that meant the Capitol had to grow too. Capitol Case 3, 1877. The Capitol has expanded even further to include massive additions on either end of the previous building, one for the House and the other for the Senate. The center dome has increased to its current size and is topped with a statue. Stairs on the west side of the Capitol no longer lead to a pool, but an expansive terraced lawn and walkways in a tree-shaded park. The plaza to the east of the Capitol is now paved. Surrounding Capitol Hill, the street grid system has expanded with more subdivisions creating smaller blocks. Multiple roads expand from the Capitol like rays. Although there are more buildings lining the streets, many blocks remain undeveloped. The only new government building is the relocated United States Botanic Garden Conservatory. This period saw the abolition of slavery and the first African-American members of Congress. Construction on the new dome was underway when the Civil War began in 1861. Soon the Capitol became an armed camp, serving as barracks, hospital, and bakery for Union soldiers. With wartime funds scarce, Congress decided to halt construction, but craftsmen continued working without pay until Congress resumed funding a year later. In the midst of the war, the completion of the dome brought solace to the war-torn nation. Capitol Case 4, 1913. The Capitol's west front has expanded to include an elevated marble terrace with wide staircases leading down to a fountain and a plaza. The grounds surrounding the Capitol are now largely grass, with trees lining curving paths. New massive buildings have been built on Capitol Hill, including Union Station, the Library of Congress, and House and Senate office buildings. Houses now line the blocks surrounding the Capitol, while other areas remain undeveloped. The country rapidly changed into a more urbanized and industrialized society. Congress's responsibilities grew. Separate House and Senate office buildings provided workspace for additional members and staff. The Library of Congress moved into its own building, creating more meeting space within the Capitol. A grand new train station provided members with easy access to the Capitol. Congress hired renowned landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted to reimagine the Capitol grounds. His design included gardens, curving walkways, and a new marble terrace on the Capitol's west front. Tactile Capitol Case 5, 2020. In this current day model, the Capitol building and surrounding grounds are largely unchanged from the early 20th century. The plaza to the west now includes a large reflecting pool. More large government buildings now fill the blocks surrounding the Capitol, including the United States Supreme Court and more congressional office buildings. Many of these buildings fill entire blocks and have central courtyards. Surrounding Capitol Hill are parks with trees, fountains, memorials, and crisscrossing pathways. There are also many blocks of non-governmental buildings. The 20th century brought vast changes to Congress and expanded its responsibilities. To meet new demands, Congress passed the 1946 Legislative Reorganization Act, which modernized committees and authorized a larger professional staff who would need a place to work. The Capitol Visitor Center also opened in 2008, providing enhanced security, necessary amenities, and educational opportunities for visitors. This concludes Capitals Over Time.